Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it is now the 8:30 hour, time when we come together to explore the Word of God. This is Word of Wisdom, plain and simple. And I'm your host, Diane Adams. It's an honor and a privilege that God has allowed me to come before his people week after week as we study the Word of God. I thank God and I thank each and every one of you who take time out of your busy schedules to come so that we could fellowship one with another in the Word of God. We are one body, but we are many members, and each one of us has a part to play. Our title for the lesson tonight is, If God Doesn't Do Anything Else For Me, I Am So Thankful Because He Has Already Done Enough. God has been taking care of us, leading and guiding us and protecting us and giving us provision. He's done a lot. He's done more for us than we could ever do for ourselves. And for that, I'm grateful. Not only am I grateful, but I'm thankful. Tonight is the eve of Thanksgiving Day, a time when people decide to be a little more thankful than they usually are. But today is a good day. God has established it for us, and we should be glad in it. Everyone can find something to be glad about. I'm trying to see if Minister Mack is on the line because she was going to sing for us, and I'll let her sing when she come on. But what I'm going to do is put on a song and when she come on, we'll let her sing and then we'll go to the throne of grace. I hope everybody had a great day, a great week. And God is still on his throne. I'm going to play this record that we should all do, Run the Race. Till you finish.
I have decided, determined, I'm committed that I run, no matter the cost. And I have decided, determined, I'm committed that I'll run, even though at times I may get lost. I'm going to finish my race. I'm going to take my proper place in the winning circle. I'm going to run anyway. I don't know where or when or how, but I know that I'm going to make it. Oh, I'll run this race, now so safely in amazing grace. I made up my mind, and I don't have much time, but I'll run till I finish. I'm going to run. I'm going to run anyway. I don't know where, I don't know when or how, but I know so safely in amazing grace. I made up my mind, I don't have much time, so I'll run till I finish. Oh, oh, I made up my mind, I don't have much time, but I'm gonna run, I'm gonna run, I'm gonna run till I finish. Time, but I'll run till I finish.
And that's an attitude we should all have, to run the race until we finish. Have you made a commitment to do that in your life? You know, some people start and they start and they stop. And I understand it, because at one point in time, that's how I was. Don't go to church for 3 Sundays and then get comfortable with not going and then don't go. And, you know, not that church saves you, but you get fed, the fellowship. You know, you're not under the covering when you do those things. But I understand, but that record was saying start till you finish. And what we're going to do tonight is we're going to go to the throne of grace, and then Minister Mack is going to come on and do the song right before the lesson. So at this time, I'm asking if anyone would like to pray. You could press the 1 button on your phone, and I'll open the mic, and you could pray. God is giving the opportunity. Anyone who would like to pray could press the 1 button on their phone. Dear Heavenly Father, gracious God, here it is. Once more, you have allowed us to assemble together to fellowship one with another, the body of Christ, one body, member, many members. Lord, and I thank you, because I know this opportunity is provided by you. God, you give us opportunities to do certain things, say certain things, and things like that. And then we could say, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be a vessel to be used by the Holy Spirit to bring the message to the people on today. Holy Spirit, I pray that you soften their hearts, open up their minds, their eyes, that they could see, hear, and think about what the Spirit is having to say to us on tonight. Lord, I thank you so much for this opportunity. Because I realized it's not that I was so good or I was so kind. But God, you had a master plan before the foundation of the work for all of our lives. And you say you're constantly working things out together for the good and for your glory. So Lord, I thank you for letting me do this, dear God. Not that I'm worthy. Hallelujah. But you decided to allow it. And that's why I could say thank you. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you to God for everything he allowed me to do, everything he allowed me to say, everything he allowed me to speak, dear God. Holy Spirit, I decrease as you increase. I pray that the word that goes forth on tonight accomplish what you had for it to accomplish. I pray that everyone listening, hear what the Spirit is saying to all of us, and that we will become more of a doer of the word and not just hearers of the word. God, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God. And at this time, I'm going to open the mic for Minister Maggie.
If the Lord never does anything else for me, he's done enough, he's done. has for me. He's done enough. Yes, he has. He blessed me once, and he's blessed me twice. The Lord keeps on blessing me every day of my life. Oh, if the Lord never does anything else for me, he's done enough. He's done enough. Now the Lord has been good to me, and the Lord, he's made so many ways for you and me. The Lord, he's opened up so many doors. Brand new mercies I see over and over and over and over again. He's blessed us once. He's blessed us twice. Oh, the Lord keeps on blessing me every day of my life. If the Lord never does anything else for me, he's done enough. He's done enough. He's done enough. I'm talking about Jesus. He's done enough. I'm talking about Mary's baby. He's a meek and humble lamb, y'all. Our Savior, the Lord, Master, and God. If the Lord never, ever does anything else for me, he's done enough. He's done enough. Now the Lord, yes, he has been good to you and me. And the Lord, keep on making ways for you and me. The Lord, he's opened up so many doors. Brand new mercies I see over and over and over and over again. God's blessed us once. He's blessed us twice. The Lord keep on blessing us each and every day of our lives. If the Lord never does anything else for me, he's done enough. He's done enough. Yes, he has. I want to say thank you, Jesus. Yes, oh God. The Lord, hallelujah, been so good to each and every one of us, hallelujah. He opened doors that no man can open, closed doors that no man can close. If the Lord never, ever, ever does anything else for us, he's done enough. Yes, he has. He's done enough, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Meek and humble lamb, oh God. Holy and righteous lamb, Lord. You've done enough, Lord God. You saved us, Lord. You delivered us, Lord. Oh God, if you never ever do anything else, you done enough. Hallelujah. Thank you. If the Lord, hallelujah, never ever does anything else for me, He's done enough. He's done enough. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I want to thank Minister Elyria Mackey for singing that song and giving us words, heartfelt. I thank her right now. The title of our lesson tonight is, If the Lord Doesn't Do Anything Else for Me, I'm so thankful because he's already done enough. You know, that's my testimony, and you got to have your own testimony, but if the Lord did anything for you, you should be thankful. You should be grateful. You should thank him. You know, tonight we are on the eve of Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is an expression of gratitude, especially towards God. Everything that God ever did is doing right now and has promised to do for us. We should be grateful and give thanks to God. You see, during this time of the year, many people try to find a reason to be thankful. But I want you to know that every day that God allows you to live is a day of thanksgiving. One of the worst sins of the world is the sin of ingratitude. You see, ingratitude is a prominent part of our society. Look around. If you ask most people if they're ungrateful, they will probably say, of course not. However, this attitude is so ingrained in their lives that they can't openly admit it, or many times don't even realize how ungrateful they are. But you might say, well, how can I tell if I'm ungrateful or if someone else is ungrateful? Well, there are things that identify people who are ungrateful. One of the first things is selfishness. They only think about themselves as if they created the world and everything, like the things that they have gotten from God came from God, and that they may have had a part in doing it themselves, that they're self-made, so there's no need to thank anyone. So they become selfish. But Webster Dictionary defined ingratitude as forgetfulness of or poor return of kindness received. It can also be defined as not appreciating or valuing what you have or have been given. And I want to tell you right now, unexpressed gratitude. You know, some people say, well, you know, I was thankful. Unexpressed gratitude is also ingratitude. I can imagine how God feels for all he do for all of us all the time. And just the simple two words, they don't have time to say the simple two words. Thank you. Now let's consider the following. Have you ever given someone a gift and they didn't say thank you? Some people it don't bother, but there are some people that it almost run them crazy to figure that a person is that ungrateful for what they have done. Have you ever felt unappreciated by family members? You know, so many people say, no matter what I do for my family, it just don't seem like it's enough. Or some friends that you may have, you do things for. or even at the workplace? If so, I'm going to ask you this question tonight. How did it make you feel? And I could guess probably not good. So I'm going to ask you tonight, what about God? Anything that these family members, friends, and even the people at your job could do for you, don't compare to what God has done and doing and promised to do in your life. You should have a heart of thanksgiving towards God. Today, many people has an attitude of entitlement. I know so many people that has an attitude of entitlement, and they may not be appreciative because they figure they're entitled to all that they have, not recognizing who's giving it to them. Because if they're entitled to it, whoever the giver is don't matter to them. Because the spirit of entitlement is resting and resonating inside of them. You see, they believe that they have the right to something, to everything they got. Or they believe that they is inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment just because of who they are. It is a sign of the times in which we live, though, you know. Because I went by Paul's letter to Timothy, and he said that ingratitude will be one of the evils found in the last days. You see, 2 Timothy 3, 1, 2, and 3 says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, and unthankful and unholy. Jesus already said a time will come, and it's like it has been fulfilled. We shouldn't be surprised when we encounter it, and it lets us know that we are living in the last days. You see, Thanksgiving began with acknowledging God as faithful, earnestly giving him thanks in advance for his abundant blessing. The scripture saying everything with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, present your request to God. That's in Philippians 4 and 6. You got to know that thanksgiving is an attitude of the heart. Do you have a thankful heart tonight that reinforces an intimate relationship with God? The only way you can be truly thankful, hallelujah, y'all, is to realize that God is in control. God owns everything and is orchestrating and allowing everything that happened in your life. Do you believe it or you think you're in control? So everything you got, God gave you. Everything you are, God gave you. Everything you want to be, God's got to give it to you. And yet, there are some that don't say thank you. Thanksgiving is an attitude of the heart, y'all. The only way you can truly be thankful is to realize who God is, what he does, how he do it, sometimes why he do it. Because it ain't gonna all be what you want. But you see, you can still say thank you, Jesus. Because you see, we got to put the other attributes on there. We got to be patient, you know, and then we got to wait on God and we got to trust him no matter what the situation is. So no matter what come your way and how it looks right now, we have to begin to thank God because he has given us evidence. He has proven himself that it's going to be all right if you hold on to God's unchanging hand and hold on to the confession of your faith and hold on till your change comes. The only way you can truly, truly be thankful is to know God. and all of his glory. You see, we all have sinned and deserve God's judgment. God the Father sent his Son. Have you ever said, thank you, God, for Jesus? God didn't have to do it. He sent his Son to satisfy that judgment for those who believe in him. He came and paid your sin debt. You see, Jesus is the creator and eternal Son of God who lived a sinless life, loved us so much that he died for our sins, taking a punishment that we deserved, was buried, and rose from the dead according to the Bible. If you truly believe and trust this in your heart, that is enough to be thankful. Do you ever take time and say, God, thank you for your Son? God, thank you for your Holy Spirit living and guiding inside of me, helping me, directing me to success. Thank you, God, for your Holy Ghost. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. You know, this lets us know that God loved the entire world. I just want y'all to know that. And all the people. Because he said in his word that ye may be the children of the Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his Son to rise on the evil and on the good. And he sent it rain on the just and the unjust. But only those that are thankful and grateful will be blessed and made whole. And we will see this in our lesson tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes all I can say is thank you, God. I don't have something to say all of the time, but I can say thank you. We're going to go to the scripture, and I'm starting in Luke, the 17th chapter, the 11th verse. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, talking about Jesus, y'all, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleaned. You see, Jesus was teaching his disciples when he did this in the Bible. I asked you to read the whole 17th chapter, and you can see the different subjects that Jesus was teaching on. But Jesus threw this in here about being thankful. Jesus was teaching his disciples while he was on his way to Jerusalem. You see, Jesus was going to Jerusalem because he knew his time was getting short. And he was giving them all that he had. You see, Matthew 26:17-19 say, now the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, come into the city to such a man and say to him, Jesus is telling the disciples, and I'm giving you a picture to back up what I was saying when Jesus knew his time was at hand. And then Jesus told them what to tell a man when they go to get the place for the last Passover. Jesus said, look, tell him, the master said, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. Jesus sent his disciples to a man and told him Jesus probably made the arrangements already. A God had just fixed it. You see, God give all of the provisions for everything that needed to be done. See, Jesus had to do the Passover, and he needed a place to do it. Jesus told the disciples, go over there by that man in the city and tell him the master said, and the master, the man, the keeper of the house or the owner of the house, he agreed. But Jesus said, tell him my time is at hand. You know, Jesus at that time knew that Judas would betray him. He knew Peter would deny him. And he knew the Romans was going to crucify him. See, he knew his time was at hand. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem because the Feast of the Unleavened Bread was near, which is called the Passover. But you see, when the verses started, they say he passed through Samaria. Well, if you don't know, Samaria was a place where the Jews did not travel because Gentiles lived there and Jews didn't want to have anything to do with them. You see, these Jews had a heart of entitlement. This is a form of entitlement. Yes, they was the chosen people because God ordained that. And they thought they was better than any and everybody else. And they wanted to shunt themselves from the Gentiles. So when they would go to Jerusalem, they would go all the way around, not to pass through Samaria. But you see, Jesus was different. And he was showing the people that everybody was worth something. And that he didn't have no respect of persons. And Jesus began to teach him even more. You know, Jesus had taught in the book of Matthew, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be sons of the Heavenly Father. For he that make the sun rise upon evil is good. Do as God do. There are people in our lives that's not doing, let's say they're not doing what they should do. They're not doing what right. The things they're doing is spoke about maybe in the Bible as things you shouldn't do. And some of us push ourselves away from them and we begin and not even realize to hate them. But we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and evil and darkness. Love everybody. And you could dislike what they do. And Jesus was showing, I have compassion for everybody. So Jesus, the disciples, they done went around the other way to not pass through, and Jesus went straight through. See, so when he traveling, 10 men who had leprosy stood far off. And you might say, why? You see, when a person had leprosy, they were not allowed to mingle with people. They were quarantined in a certain place. They were not allowed to come near a person and had to constantly shout unclean. It's almost like the time when we live in, when I was studying this and I wrote this, I say, everybody these days who don't want to wear a mask in a public, you know, if they had a rule that they had to say, I don't have on a mask, I don't have on a mask, I don't have on a mask, because, you know, others are trying to protect themselves. I just threw that in there, y'all. You see, they would ask for mercy. And not only did people not fool with them, they wouldn't even stop to talk to you. So Jesus, just in entertaining them, showed his compassion for all. And they asked for mercy, and Jesus gave it to them. Watch this, with a little instructions. You see, sometimes leprosy will go into remission. And if the leper thought his leprosy was gone, he was supposed to present himself to the priest who would declare him clean. And if you want to see about leprosy, you go to Leviticus, the 13th and the 14th chapter, and you can read all of the laws and the custom and how it worked. You see, Jesus sent the 10 lepers to the priest before they were healed. And they went. And that took some faith. But watch this. They responded in faith, and Jesus healed them on the way. So just like they had a little faith, some faith, is your trust in God so strong that you can act on what he say even before you have evidence that it will work? See, that's faith, y'all. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the things not seen. So many things that God maybe whispered in your ear, the words and told you, feeling in your heart that God is going to do in your life, and you can't see the evidence, but do you trust him? And at that time, do you start thanking him in advance? And that may help you. It can't hurt you. And it's amazing. You see, we're going to see, well, it's going to be in the next verses when I get there. So in verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. He fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now watch this. And he was a Samaritan. And they mentioned him as a Samaritan. So the other nine could have been Jews who were the chosen people who Jesus came and gave all of God, gave all the bountiful blessings. Come on, y'all. But you see, there was ten left, nine, the tenth, well, one saw himself. You got to open your eyes and see what God is doing for you before you can be thankful, y'all. But he saw that he was healed. And he came back in verse 17. And Jesus answering said, were they not 10 cleaned? But where are the nine? You know, at the end of the day, Jesus might think, and I know Jesus is not taking tally and taking score on us. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, God being blessed all of us in so many ways. And at the end of the day, we may have never thanked him. And then we lay down in the bed expecting to be woke up that morning, expecting the blood to be still running warm through your veins, expecting you to be able to breathe. None of that can't happen without God, y'all. He said, weren't there nine? And then it says, there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger, meaning except this stranger. And he's called a stranger because he's not a Jew. He was a Samaritan. And he said unto him, rise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. When you really see scripture saying that about thy has made you whole, the woman at the well and some of the other ones, when that is said, you see, the nine got a physical healing. But Jesus told this Samaritan, because of his thankfulness, he said, rise and go thy way. Thy faith, look like he's saying, mixed with gratitude. Hallelujah. Faith mixed with thankfulness. Faith mixed with self, Faith mixed with when you're not selfish. I was trying to think of a word. But you see, he had his faith, and he put thankfulness with him, is the point I'm trying to make. When God do something for you, you ought to tell him thank you. You see, Christ does good even to those who will be thankful. Come on, y'all. Y'all know before we got thankful, God was still taking care of us. And y'all know many people that haven't accepted Christ that God take care of. But watch this. Remember this. But the benefits of God only profit those who are thankful. He might do something for him, and he could have had 10 steps, and he do the one step, and it stops there. But maybe the one he did and was so thankful and had so much gratitude, he let him go from this glory to that glory to that glory and the thing they doing. You know how you could see Mary? Mary had a record, and they was talking about Mary, how far she gone, and say she could write a check with a whole lot of zeros. But she told us, she said, you don't know how much I pray. And you don't know how much I gave. She's saying, you see the product of what God did for me, but you didn't see the thankfulness and the prayers and the studying the Bible and the supplication that I did unto God. Christ does good even to those who are unthankful. But the benefits of God only profit those who are thankful. You see, this is the nature of God. A God who loves us so much, he will give you the opportunity to be thankful when nothing about your circumstances give you that motivation. Everything that is presented to you that is spiritual is an opportunity from God. I'm going to say that again. This is the nature of God who loves you so much. He will give you the opportunity to be thankful when nothing about your circumstances gives you that motivation. This is the very definition of faith. If you praise God only on the good days, only in the best of circumstances, it would not be faith, y'all. That would be something like a business proposition, a business arrangement. But you can't treat faith as a business. I do this, you do that, da 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 da. It don't go like that. What would be if everybody only gave when they got, or only helped after they was helped? How many times you may have helped somebody and you never helped nobody? God given an opportunity. Everything that happened, whether good or bad, is an opportunity for thanks. You know, like plenty of times I say, Lord, any kind of way you bless me, I'm thankful. Lord, I don't know what's going on right now and how this is going to turn out, but I know it's all in your hands. And God, I know you either orchestrate or allowed, and whatever you decide to do, because, you know, just like Jesus said, not my will, your will, God, and whatever the will of God is for you right now, right here, you accept it, thank God, and keep moving. What he did right now don't have to be all that he's going to do in the circumstances, but you be to block the rest off by being so selfish, ungrateful. They were told to go show themselves to the priest. They all went. They act in faith. They all went in obedience. But here we see that the Samaritan, which was a Gentile, he saw that he was healed. Even though Jesus told them to go show themselves to the priest, this man took time to return to give thanks. How many people walk around daily? I ain't going to ask nobody to press the button and tell your story or anything like that. But everybody, if you're true to yourself, in the day, always, and it's really kind of could be like a little, well, I ain't going to say that. But all during the day, you might have on your mind to do something for God, but you use up all the time, the energy, and the resources doing something else. And then if you're busy back on what you wanted to do for God, you say, I would have did it, but I didn't have enough time. And when you say that, you want God to be all right with that. See, we treat God any kind of way, but when we want to be blessed, we want to be protected, we want to be healed, we want it all. But God gave us his son, Jesus Christ, which was his all. But in return, he expects our all. And when you're really thankful to God for what he has done and doing and promised to do, you will have a heart of thanksgiving. You might not even pay attention. I ever thought about all that God does for you. All that God gives you. Yeah, you might have a good job, but if God don't give you breath, you can't go to work. You might have a great talent and you use it for everything but for God, and that talent came from God. You didn't create your voice. Come on, y'all. Jesus and God is the creator of all things. Everything you have, everything you got, everything you are, everything you will be, it's because of God, y'all. We got to stop throwing him out the equation. Because most people, 1 + 1 = me. 4 + 5 = me. It's me, 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 me. I, my. Philippians 4:6-7 said, and I say that to say this, there is always time to thank God. There's never a time when you can't thank God. You might have not been doing it, but can you really think of a time when you couldn't just say, thank you, God? Is it not that it's not enough time, but we don't take the time to do it? We don't prioritize our time. And when we do all of this, we want God to accept it. We want God to even be happy with it. Come on, y'all. And, of course, we want God to continue to bless us. Philippians 4:6-7 say, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. In all things give thanks. All things, not some things, even a little thing. I could stay on this phone till tomorrow tonight and could still keep saying things to say thanks to God. I really could, y'all. You see, this Samaritan's eyes was open because the scriptures say he saw that he was healed. Many people, many times, are not thankful because their eyes can only focus on the here and now. What's important to me, what I've got to do, what I need to do, what I have enough money to do, what I. But God is constantly blessing everyone. But they're so stuck on themselves that they can't see the hand of God. And I'm going to tell you, for those who not thanking God or don't think God did enough to be thanked, that's a spirit of entitlement. They don't have to because of who they are. And it's not so much that they don't have to. They may decide that they should, but how they do it and the attitude in which they do it and the timeliness of it, sometimes it's not even necessary that you do it. because God looks at the attitude in which you do everything for him. He said, don't come to me grudgingly, y'all. You got to come like that, don't come. See what happened with Cain kill Abel. Cain sacrificed, made a sacrifice. The Bible don't say why God didn't accept it, but it could have been the attitude in which he gave it. Or it could have been that the sacrifice wasn't presentable. And that's the same thing with some of the things that we do for God. Mumbling and grumbling and so on and so on and so on and so on. God ain't never say if you don't come and do this for me or read a prayer study that I'm going to let lightning strike you, and he can. But he haven't did that. So you got to realize if you want to do it, you do it. If you don't, you don't. And please don't try to be a hypocrite when it presents itself. You want to show somebody how close you are to God. He said that's like Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes. Some people can't see the hand of God, see how God is working out all things in our lives. But you're good. So we should have a heart of gratefulness. When was the last time you thanked God, and what did you thank him for? Many are being blessed and can't, as they say, see the forest for the trees. Plenty of times I use these sayings, and I realize because I have a friend and I will say something like that, and you know, they're not familiar with the saying, and I, you know, maybe thought everybody did. But plenty of times when they say you can't see the forest for the trees, you're in the forest and there are a bunch of trees, and they'll keep asking where's the forest, but they don't realize that the trees is the forest. So when they say many people can't see the forest for the trees, it's saying you got eyes and yet you can't see. And I use that little saying. So giving thanks is always in order, y'all. And when something has been done on your behalf, telling you about thanking God. But we got to learn how to thank others. People are doing many things in our lives. Because let me tell you this, that when we speak about favor, plenty of people say, Lord, give me favor. Don't you realize that favor is an act that's got to be delivered by another person? God touched the person's heart, which is an opportunity, to do something for you. That's how favor is executed. So when you have favor extended to you, it's from God through the person. So I'm telling you, we got to learn how to be thankful to one another for the things that we are doing for one another and things like that. And 1 Thessalonians 18 says, in everything give thanks. Now watch this, y'all. This is scripture. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God and Jesus Christ concerning you. And that's the lesson for tonight. And I just to testify and say for myself, if it had not been for God on my side, I don't know where would I be. And for that, God, I say thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you woke me up this morning and turned me around and you placed my feet on solid ground and you allowed me to breathe air. And I could remain in the living cycle today, dear God. And then you started me on my way, and you gave me a reasonable portion of health and strength. And then during the day, everything that I needed to do for myself and others, I was able to do it. So thank you, dear God. Dear God, I thank you for the rain that came down, dear God. I thank you that I had a car to get in. I thank you I was able to come back from doing what I had to do, push the key in the door and open the door to my place. You know they got a lot of homeless people in the street, y'all. But God. You better believe it. You can only be thankful if you believe it, and then you could achieve the opportunity that God has given you and me and everyone to be thankful. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Glory be to God. That's our lesson. If there's any comments or anything anyone would like to say, you can say it at this time. Caller, your number is 985-774. That's my dear friend, Diane McBride. Your mic is open.
Hi, Sister Diane. I've been going through a lot lately. But I want to say I've been reading the Bible a lot, too. I was in the hospital. And I don't care if I'm going through suffering when I'm doing things right, because Jesus was torn apart almost when he was sinless. And I just feel like it's just part of my job. Do you understand what I'm saying, Sister Diane?
Yes. Jesus said Jesus done bear the cross alone for everyone to go free. That's a cross for everyone. And that's a cross for you and that's a cross for me. But when you walking and going through what you're going through with Jesus, it's not over till God says it's over.
Right. And even if I'm doing things right, it seems like sometimes I'm getting, you know, criticized and everything. But so did Jesus. So I just feel like I'm in good company. I'm not ever in his company or God's company right now. But I just pray to be. But I'm doing a lot better. And I just wanted to say I missed y'all last week. And I'm just trying to stay in the word as much as I can. Thank you, Sister Diane. Hello?
Yes, I just want to encourage you, my sister. If you can take this, what I'm fixing to say, when you don't feel like praying, can't think of a scripture, when you feel it's all messed up, remember this. God said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Because no matter what you're doing and how you're doing it, you're his. You're his child. And his love will never change for you. And I'm going to tell you this. No matter how much you pray and how much you read, I want to tell you this tonight. God cannot love you no more than he loves you right now. Your praying don't make him love you more. You know, he wants us to do it. Your prayers to help you. But God loves you, my sister, and he'll never leave you. He don't turn his back when you decide not to pray.
Yes, that's when I turn my back if I decide not to pray.
That's right. So remember that, my sister. And it's not what you go through; it's who you go through it with.
Not. That's right, and that's what I was realizing when I was in the hospital. It's not what I'm going through; it's who I'm going through it with. And even if it looks really bad on my side, God's with me, and I just got to stay faithful and strong.
That's right. And God will strengthen you.
And he did.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And God is telling you tonight that his grace is sufficient through it all.
Oh, it's more than sufficient. Thank you, Sister Diane.
Thank you, my baby. And you be strong. And y'all remember Sister McBride, and she's still on the list, her and her son. And you see, she just got out of the hospital. So, you know, we never took y'all off the list, Sister McBride. So we constantly pray for you and your boys and your grandson and your husband. And we will continue to. Thank you, my darling. Love you.
Good night.
Love you, darling.
Love you too, sister.
Anyone else have anything they would like to say? You could press your one button. If there's nothing else to be said, we can do our benediction. I want to tell everybody again, happy Thanksgiving, and be thankful for all that God has done, is doing, and promising to do in our lives. Because if he said it, it will come to pass. So with that being said, it's time for the benediction. If anybody have a quick benediction, I'll give you the opportunity. You could say it at this time. If not, I'll just say one. If you would like to lead us out in a benediction, you can press your one button. If not, I'm going to use my old faithful, 2 Peter 3 and 18. And it reads, and Peter is asking us, and God is asking us, and Jesus is asking us, and the Holy Ghost is trying to help us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ now and forevermore. That's it for the night. Everybody be blessed. Enjoy your families. Thank God for your families. Thank God for the food on your table. Thank God for the finances that you had to be able to buy the food. Thank him for the house that you're in. Thank him for the car that you went to get the food. Thank him for the clothes on your back. Thank him for everything. Thank that if you was able to cook it. And thank if your body's able to digest it. See, the Bible saying all things through prayer and supplication. Nothing too small, nothing too big. All things God expects our gratitude. And good night to everybody, and everybody be blessed. Love y'all.